Throwing Bricks!
Guest, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, the gentleman we've been raving and ranting about.
All the stories that have been going on.
You guys talk about me?
Ooh.
Sorry.
What happened?
Coming in hot. Did you fix the problem? It's still really loud.
I think it sounds pretty good.
I thought I was going to get some kind of special intro.
That was, it was great. It was great. What a find with that little tune you put on.
Little intro music for our buddy there.
Straight out of India.
Who need India? Is that Indian? Anyway, what's been going on, man? The one and the only Mr. LD, capital L, capital D. Three periods.
You know.
How you been? How you been, brother?
Pretty good.
Good, man.
Supported myself and Alex a drink, but I don't know. He's neglecting it.
I got a drink right here.
Yeah, you've been neglecting that one for a while.
Yeah, he really hasn't been going after it.
All right, well, come on now.
Is clearing your throat on the, I don't know, I guess I was going to say radio, but I guess it's a podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a podcast.
Let's try it out. How was that?
That was good.
It was smooth.
Make sure you keep doing that.
It was reliable.
People like that when you do that.
Yeah.
No, but So what's up, man? What's been going down?
Going in, down in my
Alex,
world?
Alex.
In Alex's world?
Let's know what's up, man.
Well, I got hit by a car.
Serious?
You know what?
Look at these scratches I got, man.
Those are pretty nice.
Those are pretty good.
Tell us how you actually got them, Alex.
Yeah. It was a bear.
For certain reasons, that's what I have to say.
Oh.
So I got hit by a car.
Yo, pull your mic away a bit. I can hear you breathing.
I love listening to you breathe.
A little more. You're good like this. Yeah.
I'm a heavy breather.
That's good. That's yeah, why. So am I.
Have you ever gone to Shoppers and done the pulse check?
Oh, yeah. Check your blood pressure?
No, we've done that.
Oh, yeah. I used to do that when I was a kid all the time just to feel, just to see how hard. I thought it never stopped. Like, I thought it kept going and going and filled with air and air.
And your arm was
going
to explode.
But I thought it, like, and then until you did, like, you were like, yeah, I'm stronger than that. And, like, it was like, okay, I can't go further. And it stopped. But then I realized it was just, like, a standardized pressure.
I'd say the funniest one I ever took was in Florida after a week of partying. And we go in, and it's me, LD's there, and...
Oh, in Panama.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And an old guy.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was like 80. And he does his, and we all do ours, and he beat all of
this
us.
This sounds totally like not like a blood pressure test.
It's no. A blood pressure test.
It's a boner contest.
He did his, we did all ours. We went fucking nuts, man. I was up for 4 days.
No, this guy, he's actually pretty disappointed in the human race after he saw your blood pressure.
Really? Yeah.
He was just like...
After he saw yours.
Oh, mine's always bad, but... He beat me by a lot too.
He beat all of us. Yeah.
So what's the deal? If you got low blood pressure, that means you got high cholesterol?
I think it's just the way that
wouldn't high cholesterol plug up your pipes and
yeah,
make
exactly.
it high pressure?
No, wouldn't that be
lower the pressure?
Because there's not as much blood getting through.
It's the heart, man, the way it pumps the blood through the veins. It's not like a steady, it's a I assume. I don't know, I'm not a doctor.
So just then if it's too high
disclaimer.
So then if it's too high, then what's the deal? You get a heart attack.
Yeah. And if it's too low, you're cryptic.
Cryptic?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means...
Like you're very secretive? Like you're talking...
I've never tied cryptic with secretive, but that does make sense.
That's what it means, man. No?
Yeah, that's the... Yeah, cryptic. It's like a... It's like a...
Like the way like you guys are calling me LD, that's very cryptic.
It's a puzzle.
Oh, I was looking at it as more of a dead sense of a crypt.
Oh, crypt.
Yeah.
Makes you very cryptic.
Do you guys remember that show? Tales from the Crypt. Oh, that was a good show. Do you guys remember that?
That was the best.
Do you guys remember Mighty Max?
You know what one is?
Mighty Max was crazy.
Yeah. Mighty Max.
Okay, so check us out.
Yeah, dude.
What during, do you got, dude? During relaxation of the heart, the left ventricle of the heart fills with blood returning from the lungs. Then the left ventricle then contracts and pumps blood into the arteries. The blood pressure in the arteries during contraction is higher because blood is actively ejected into the arteries. The lower relaxation when no blood is being ejected into the pulse. Blood pressure is generally two factors. The amount of blood pumped by the left ventricle of the heart in the arteries and the resistance to the flow of the blood. Generally, blood pressure tends to be higher if more blood is pumped in the arteries or if the arteries are narrow and or stiff. Narrow and
stop
stiff
that, Alex.
Arterioles may become narrower. Blood pressure tends to be lower if the blood being pumped into the arteries, if less blood is being pumped into the arteries. And they have less resistance to the flow of blood.
That sounded like a grade school speech.
Yeah, it was. Seriously. It was. I'm talking like I'm in grade four.
Do you remember when you have to get this, give the speeches and you hear someone give? I remember one.
The real bad ones.
I did one on Killer Bees. Kicked fucking ass. I went to Killer Bees. Oh yeah.
How about Hanson Brothers?
You did one, Dave?
You did Hanson Brothers?
No, not me. I heard it.
Oh.
It won for the school.
I did.
Like, it won. Wait. They went to like regionals?
Yeah, with Hanson. Hanson Brothers.
No way.
Anyone, God. Anyone listening to this who is not in the age of like 25 to 20,
never mind.
Wouldn't even know what Hanson is.
No.
Never mind.
No, 20, 25 to 20 would know.
Yeah, but if you're outside of that,
yeah,
you wouldn't know.
But no, now they're back together, guys. You didn't hear? The Hanson Brothers?
Hasn't they been doing it for a couple years now?
Yeah. I don't want to know what those people would look like because I've seen Macaulay Culkin after his fame. And
well,
he
but
looks
that's,
crazy.
He's banging Mila Kunis,
that's
though.
That's after drug abuse, though. He was going hard.
Oh, yeah. There's
really, he was like Charlie Sheen
Richie
at 18
Rich?
Years old.
No, Richie
Rich
was doing,
Rich
like,
was he
was doing
that? Like some rich kid drugs, like those designer drugs, I guess you could call them.
Probably doing a lot of E.
Yeah.
A lot of MDMA or something.
Designer drugs.
Coke. A lot of Coke. Coke's yeah. a rich person drug in the States. It's like a status symbol, eh?
Yeah, you, for you know what? Living in a trailer. Yeah. Unless you're on the other side of the scale, then you got a yacht and you fuck God bitches all day. Can I say fuck?
Of course you can. It's uncensored.
Well, you can say it. I don't really appreciate it.
I don't really appreciate it. Oh, man. Yo,
but
get rid of those nunchucks,
yeah,
man.
You got the nunchucks.
Oh, I like them.
Because they're making noises.
No, they're going to stop swaying soon.
All right.
You know what those you know what those nunchucks look like right now? The balls hanging from a truck.
That's actually what the trucker nuts.
Yeah. So I guess you're trying to show us that you have big balls.
Or big nunchucks.
Long balls.
I don't know.
These nunchucks always remind me of Tony the Tiger.
They're pretty sick.
They're great.
I found them like that. Orange and black.
Wait, I thought these were Alex's.
Yo, I saw a documentary on this crazy samurai. The greatest samurai that ever lived. Miyamoto Musashi.
Okay.
This guy killed his first, got his first kill in a duel when he was 13.
Wow.
Killed a guy with a stick.
With a stick?
With a stick shaped like a samurai sword, like a katana.
Was really? It in training or
well,
something?
Well, it wasn't a katana. It was a samurai sword, but it was no.
Why do you have a wooden stick? Why would you have a wooden stick?
That's when you're
stick?
Young. You don't get a sword when you first start out. It's
what do
like,
they call
oh,
that
you
thing?
Get
eventually when you want to get a samurai.
And he was that serious.
The guy, like there was, the way that you start out as a samurai, the way you started out was like you were like a rogue. And you were going from town to town challenging people in duels. And
like in Crouching Tiger.
Yeah, yeah. And so you'd go around and then eventually one of the towns, there would be like a lord who would have their own army. And then he would go, okay, I want to hire you for this mission or whatever. And then you make money that way, right?
Yeah.
But, so this guy came around to Musashi's village. And the village is called Miyamoto. So that's they call him Miyamoto Musashi. But he comes and then it's like raining apparently that night, that day. And he walks down the street. The kid's got a stick and he beat the fuck out of this guy with a stick. Killed him. And then he left town, like maybe a week, like a couple of weeks or months after that, leaves town for basically the rest of his life. Comes out when he's like 21 out of the forest after training for all these years and shit, and starts going all these crazy. Goes to a town where there's these two brothers that own this huge school, like the swordsman school or whatever, right? And it's a renowned martial arts school in Japan. He comes and kills both brothers in one day in duels. In two consecutive days. And then the third day, he survives an assassination attempt, right? And so this is like in a matter of like a month before he, a month after he gets out of the forest. an assassination attempt and two duels. This guy survives it. And but apparently this guy went through...
Does he claim the school because he killed them?
No. No, he just walks, leaves town.
So what did he...
They're like...
Why,
basically why, disrespected the school.
Why did he want to kill them, though?
But well, like he challenged them to a duel.
Right? Why, though?
For his own legacies, to prove himself that he's like a crazy... On his way to becoming a samurai, this is what you do. Those guys didn't have to take it.
No, but samurais
are
like... But
he came in and challenged them, and they had to defend their honor. So they have to go. That was just like the time back then. Tons of wars in Japan. Tons of these crazy samurai walking around just fucking people up. And then he came like when there was a war.
What language is this documentary in?
English.
It's very it's in English?
It's on YouTube. It's called, you just look for Musashi documentary. And it's the guy from, you know who hosts it? It's the guy from that cooking show.
Oh, Iron Chef.
Yeah. Iron Chef.
He hosts it.
The guy, you know, the guy who hosts it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy who does all the creative, Mark Kukakis or something like that. Yeah.
He's actually well trained,
bro. He's crazy. Yeah. He's like a 15-time world champion. Shit, he's nuts. And so, have you ever seen when he does the show?
Yeah.
And he goes
around.
You know, it's funny because like he'll introduce like the main ingredient, the secret ingredient, and he'll be like, "Today's main ingredient is
Bow.
No, it's not even like that. They don't use anything crazy like that.
I know he does it.
It'd be like garlic.
Yeah. It'll be like bananas. It'll be like bananas, or like something other. It'll be like mushrooms. Goes nuts over the secret ingredient, man. It's one of the funniest things.
What's that mushroom called that's really expensive?
I think you're thinking of truffles.
Truffles?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say shiitake.
Have you tasted a truffle?
Yeah, I've had some truffle oil. I've had some black truffles.
Does the truffle itself taste good, or it's what it does with food that tastes good?
I think the truffle tastes good.
The truffles
good too.
Has a very different flavor, but more so when you cook it.
Because if truffles tasted good, people would probably eat them raw, right?
Yeah, but I think more so when you cook it or make an oil out of it.
Yeah, with that, yeah.
It's a nice touch to any dish. You know what? That's a friend of mine. He that's actually his life dream to own a few truffle pigs, move to Europe, and go truffle hunting.
You can get dogs for that now.
Oh, yeah. Now they get dogs. But apparently the truffle pigs are top-notch.
Really? That's
they're very expensive.
Are they?
The way to
yeah,
go.
They're bred from their like good bloodlines and stuff. They're just meant to be truffle pigs.
They're serious.
I used to date a truffle pig.
I knew this was going somewhere. Oh, yes.
I really like that.
Thought you would.
I'm glad you enjoyed that, Alex. No laughter from this one.
I really enjoyed that. Thank you, David.
Thank you very much. It was very satisfying.
When did you finish that glass there, Dave?
Which one?
The one with the little sun on it.
Are you guys still nursing your drinks, though?
Oh, it's still here.
Oh, Alex, what about yours? I can't see it. I think you're hiding it behind that coffee mug.
Yeah, I am hiding it from you because I would like to put it down my throat.
Dave, like, back to the samurais. Isn't it the swords they actually get? They're samurai swords. What is it called? The katana? These katanas, or they use...
I think katanas are Chinese.
Oh, okay. Well,
like Shaolin,
samurai sword.
Just call it samurai. Yeah, samurai is a Japanese word.
They have to like prove themselves to be made a nice samurai sword.
Oh,
or something.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
There's like a crazy process.
They have clans too. Otherwise, they're kind of like you said, rogue. They travel around by themselves.
Yeah, man,
just fucking shit up.
It showed the process of
that sounds terrifying to me,
bro. It showed crazy, the man. It showed the
living
process
in a time like that.
Yeah. It showed the process of making these swords, bro. And it
takes some years.
They fold them 10 times, 12 times
Damascus.
Over, right? And so when you
what do you mean by fold?
They keep folding
fold
the metal
the
on top of itself.
They have
a tighter
brick of,
and tighter.
A, it
so
showed
so
it.
Dense.
Yeah, they have a brick of steel. Mm-hmm. Put it in the forge. Take it out. Hammer it
like on top of each other. Like
yeah, hammer it and then fold it and hammer it. Put it in the thing again. Stretch it out. Hammer it. Hammer it.
So
10,
it becomes
12
so
times.
Dense and the material becomes so close to each other. Like it's like folding a
that's
piece
why
of paper.
It's so strong.
Yeah, like folding a piece of lined paper like a million times. It'd be like just a very dense ball.
But the
that's
way the way it turns out is like when they fold it over, it's like a multiplier of itself. So when they fold it over once, it's twice. They fold it over twice, it's 4 times, 8 times, 16, 50, whatever. Keeps going up and up and up. So that by the 12th time they do it, it's like concurrent to like 1,000 times folded over.
Do they still make them that way?
Yeah, they do still.
That must be like an art.
And then some of
there's
them
there's only
they
a
do,
couple families that do it.
Yeah,
it costs thousands of dollars for
they
these
do
swords,
like
a, bro.
Like a, they use like acid or water over time to etch the blade to make it extremely sharp. Just run liquid down the sides of it.
You know, it's, have you seen, there's you know they're all curved a bit too? The process to curve it is crazy.
How do they do that?
They take it and it's like a big straight thing, sword. And they take it like this and there's a big long like pond in front, like a water basin in front of them with like cold water. And they just go and they put it in, but it makes the craziest sound. It just goes.
Is it steaming?
No,
hot?
No, no. It's.
Oh, it stops
steaming hot. It goes, and it makes like a.
Oh yeah, I have. Like, I have seen that, Dave. It's the water nutty, like man. Basically flash boils oh, around
and,
it.
And it and you see it, and it just it gets in the water. It goes.
Oh, there's the water.
And then all the crazy flakes, like the dirty flakes, come off, and it's beautiful steel. And then it just goes and curves right in
that
front of your
curves
eye.
Curves it
that fast.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that on YouTube as well?
Yeah, the whole documentary is on YouTube.
Alex, everything's on YouTube.
I want to see that.
Oh, yeah.
There's not much you can find on YouTube these days.
No. Yeah, but that's why all the companies are trying to stop it.
You know what's annoying now? Those fucking ads.
Which ones? All before the video. Yeah.
And then there's that little yellow line.
That was bound to come.
Excuse me for a second.
Sorry, Dave's got to take a phone call. Seems to be very important.
On a couple podcasts ago,
private. Yeah,
Dave made a comment about a girlfriend, and I made a comment about which one. And maybe it's that one saying, which girlfriend are you with?
I'm not clear. Can you elaborate? You're being very cryptic.
Was that cryptic?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I couldn't tell. I couldn't make it what you're talking about. Oh, here he is. Dave's back.
He's back.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back.
So,
thank you.
Which one was it, Dave?
Which one?
Which girlfriend?
Of this guy.
which one
was girlfriend?
What?
It was the truffle pig.
No, you know her joking. Too.
You know her too, this guy. Classic.
I can't believe the sword will bend just from
throwing
water
right in front of your eyes. It's the nuttiest shit. It's like, you know the sound that like throwing a rock makes when you throw it into a frozen over lake and it goes through. It goes.
That's the coolest sound
exactly
ever.
What you're
it's like that
about.
Times
that
10. It's like that times 10.
I remember when I
it's very almost like a high pitched sound.
Awesome. Maybe I can find it right now on YouTube. Let me just see if
I
can
get a little
it.
Clip.
But yeah, all those guys were crazy, man. But then afterwards, like later on in history, there were. The samurai just became like an administration kind of thing. Like they were more like the businessmen and shit. They weren't doing as much fighting anymore.
More political.
Yeah, it's way more political.
So if you want to be political in Japan, you become a samurai.
Dave, what's your favorite samurai movie? You know what mine is? I like Crouching Tiger.
Hidden Dragon?
Yeah.
That's not samurai though. That's
what
Chinese.
Was that Shaolin?
It's Chinese, yeah. It's like Kung Fu.
Kung Fu. Okay, well, I like Kung Fu. Samurai, I don't know.
My favorite is...
Samurai. Samurai is like...
Legend of the Drunken Master, man.
That's not Samurai either. It's Kung Fu.
That's Kung Fu, too.
Yeah, but I still love that movie.
Okay, what's your favorite Kung Fu movie, Dave?
Oh, man.
Dave.
Twin Warriors.
Twin Warriors.
Crazy. Jet Li and this other crazy guy. It's all about Tai Chi, and they do crazy...
Have you seen that one? Fighting on that platform at one point?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is Jet Li and who?
Jet Li and some other guy. It was on Spike TV a bunch of times. Yeah. I saw it at like 3 in the morning one night. That's how
it's
I
a good
like.
Movie.
It's amazing, man. I love it. I bought it.
It's very visually exciting.
Yeah.
You
the
can
scenes
get the
in that
craziest movies
or,
at
no,
2 or
no.
3 in the morning.
Hold on. I got to say something else, too.
Yeah,
that,
you bet you can.
I got to say like Fists of Fury, Return of the Dragon, Enter the Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, those are all my favorite, too. I love those fucking movies.
Have
man.
You seen that movie that's based in the slums of Rio de Janeiro?
I've heard of it. What's it called?
And it's like a drug war.
Yeah, I've heard of that one. Then the kids all like fight, and they work for. Basically, they hire these kids to be part of their militia.
Kony 2012.
No.
No. it's something
better.
Damn, I forget.
It's better.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen it. It's a pretty interesting movie.
Yeah, because see now with the Olympics coming into Brazil, they built a wall around that slum.
Oh yeah, what's that slum called? It's the same one they use in Fast and the Furious. It's that hill. That hillside there. That same as that movie. It's all on the hillside, remember?
Is that the fifth one? The newest one?
Yeah, I can't remember what they call that.
I haven't seen that one. I forget. Man.
I'm pretty sure.
I have such a problem with memory. It's not even funny.
Yeah. What can I prescribe? Maybe echinacea?
You tell me. What do you use to remember
more Grand
things?
Marnier.
Well, that hasn't worked for me so far.
Yeah. I've been trying for years.
I've been trying for years. Drinking Grand Marnier every day. Imagine
just
that.
Just to remember more.
If you could have, if you were on a desert island, let's just say you were on a cruise ship and you knew
that's
it was
just
gonna,
my water.
You say you're on a cruise ship and it was going to crash and you were at the bar.
A cruise ship.
It was going to crash.
I don't know why I heard news.
It was going to crash. And you were like, all right, I got to bring 3-4 bottles with me. That's all I can take in 2 hands.
Yeah, you got to fuck one, kill one, and marry one.
No. bottles of alcohol. What alcohol do you take? 4 bottles on a desert island. They're all 60s.
Okay, and you're asking what bottles I would take.
Bottles.
4.
You're at the bar of the cruise ship.
Any like
you have
just are we talking like
whatever you want.
What
has
type of
every
liquor?
Type of it's you're on the Titanic. Ooh, and it's got every single amazing liquor.
I can give you 2 ASAP.
All right, let's hear them.
One would be Jaeger. One would be whiskey.
What kind of whiskey? That's the thing. You're gonna say whiskey, or we're gonna say like I would take like some a nice bottle of scotch, You know, like a Johnny Blue. I don't know. I wouldn't get tired of drinking that.
Johnny Blue would be sick.
I'd probably take a nice bottle of wine.
But I would grab so much more than booze if I'm getting gonna fucking go on an island.
Well, you can only take 6 bottles. That's the rule.
What if you take... I don't know. What if you took a handgun?
What do you mean?
So you shoot the bottles after?
Because you can't drink a handgun.
You said Titanic.
You could try.
There were guns on Titanic. Take a gun. Or
what are you going to do with a gun on an island?
On a desert island.
I guess you could kill stuff. But
the point is that you're on a desert island.
Yeah.
Yeah, a gun would work if you were just animals. That's true.
I remember talking about booze.
Yeah, now, right on.
Now, yeah. See?
Dave, do you remember that thing in, I think it was grade school, where they did the, they give you that sheet, and it was a list of things you take to the moon, and this is something that apparently NASA does with their astronauts. They would give them this sheet, and it'd have all these items on it, these random items, and they basically say, put these in order from most important to least important, and it'd be things like matches, a gun, and apparently a gun's useless, right? Right. Actually, no, the gun is very important, sorry. Made a mistake. It's
in space.
Yeah, you can use it to propel yourself.
Propel yourself. Because yeah. What if? But even if you shoot it,
yeah, the energy from that will push you.
Yeah, you can't even use it to shoot.
To kill something.
To shoot, you have to make sure there's something behind you.
No, that wouldn't work.
Like you have to make sure you're standing against the wall when you're shooting something, so you don't blow by the other way.
There many walls
you can't get back.
Yeah,
you can't get back. Imagine you started floating in the other direction. You couldn't get back.
No, you'd never slow down.
No friction whatsoever. You're in a vacuum.
You'd be going completely.
Unless you'd eventually be sucked into a sun or a moon.
Oh my god!
Gravity would pull you into something.
Imagine you come up to a black hole.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't be able to live long enough.
Oh, for the gravity to pull you in?
Yeah.
It'll kill you.
You'd be dead long before that. But the thing is, how many years later would you actually float in there?
Well, how are you going to breathe? Oh,
yeah,
no.
It's the oxygen in your
tank.
Think
about it, though. Yeah.
Chances of you floating around through space forever is pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Like, really good.
Imagine.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What do you breathe from, though?
No,
you don't
body,
breathe, you die. But, like, your body's
suit,
just going to be floating around forever.
Dude, if your suit didn't decompose, it stayed structural.
Yeah.
Well, you'll get hit by,
maybe
like,
maybe one day a floating ship will pick up one of those people.
Right.
One of us that went in space.
No, you'll be so like, I don't know, stuff will hit you. Space particles, the solar rays and stuff.
Dude, it's the size out there, there's a lot
radiation.
Of open space.
Yeah, but there's
radiation you get fucked hard.
Free flying through the cosmos.
So you don't think the suit could make it?
No, never.
You'd fall apart.
Because the suits are usually connected to the ship, right? For oxygen support and, you know, just to make sure they don't fly away.
Yeah, when they do the EVAs,
I don't know, that material is pretty,
vehicular activities.
The material made out of that suit is pretty durable. I would be surprised if it couldn't last 200 years floating around.
Really? 200 years?
Yeah, I would bet it could go 200 years floating.
I guess if there's nothing there to fuck around
with.
Yeah,
if it's not going to hit anything, it's just going to stay intact.
I agree with you.
Your corpse is going to turn into fucking mush.
Oh, my God.
It'll freeze. As soon as a hole gets inside that suit, you'll freeze solid like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Every ounce of water in your body will just
that
freeze.
That brings another idea.
Wouldn't it make the suit flat?
It might. Yeah, it might just.
It would take the air out, so it would vacuum.
No, there is a pressurization system obviously in the suit, so I think it would just eventually just implode on itself.
Yeah,
and just
true.
Be like a flat thing.
No, I don't think it would be. Man. It wouldn't be flat.
You don't think so?
It wouldn't.
No,
I don't think it'd be identifiable.
Imagine it froze you into an ice cube, and
there's
someone
water though.
Some advanced technology picked you up. And de-thawed you, brought you to life, and you live with who know the fuck who it is.
Oh, man.
These ideas are making my mind explode. We should.
Yeah. Let's you tell it.
He's going crazy over here.
Alex, don't do that.
I kind of enjoyed it.
So, what do you have to over there, Dave?
Oh, nothing. I'm just fucking around with the levels over here. Anyway, what were we talking about before that? Anyway, space. Before
space. Samurais.
Shooting a gun.
Yeah.
In space.
Oh, the island. Stuck on an island.
Who would you bring with you?
Oh. Well, whoever I was with on the boat.
You have your choice.
It'd have to be a female.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a male. You cannot go.
Why would you ever even think male, Dave?
It couldn't. I'm just saying. I said it because it couldn't.
You'd end up killing each other.
Yeah.
And eating him.
Yeah. I'd eat the broad, too.
At least women are edible.
I'd probably eat the broad, too, yeah.
But you wouldn't lose.
I wouldn't. Oh, nice.
Did you guys hear what I said?
No.
At least women are edible.
Yeah, I heard that.
I did hear that. But I'm playing with your mind.
No kudos for dirty joke?
Sorry?
Huh?
What?
Nothing.
Who?
Never mind.
Where?
Alex. Never mind, man. You know what we should do? Mm.
I have a few ideas.
Yeah. You first. Where did you get that picture from? It's a beautiful picture. Let me describe it. It's a beautiful picture of a
country home on a stream.
It's got everything you need.
Yeah.
Mountains.
Yellow brick road.
Trail. Yellow brick road.
House. No, that's a stream, isn't it?
No, I think that's... Oh, you're right. That is a stream.
It's water, man.
It's yellow water. Set in, I think, late, like early autumn.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Beautiful mountain range in the back.
Slovenian, Balkanish.
Yeah.
I've seen one other picture like this.
This frame is outstanding as well. Alex, is that wood or some kind of composite material?
It's
fiberglass.
It's ivory. That.
It's oak, actually.
Is it oak? Is it really?
Yeah.
That's not oak.
No, I think it's plastic, Dave.
I think so, too.
Watch this.
He just breaks off. It's styrofoam.
I couldn't even budge it. It's heavy as fuck.
I saw you shake it.
Yeah, the whole thing's moving.
Yeah, it's plastic.
The picture itself is plastic. It weighs like half a pound.
Yeah.
When you slam the door, it just flies off the wall.
You could use it like a kite.
Yeah, it'd be a beautiful kite.
You think it would be a good idea if we took this picture and made it into a kite for a kite surfer? So then on the beach, we just see this picture?
That'd be pretty cool.
I always wanted to try those body kites. You ever seen those? Where like you have the two handles on them?
Yeah.
And you got like those sort of wakeboard thing attached to your feet.
Mm-hmm.
That thing's a little terrifying though, man.
Parasailing?
Can you imagine you got 20 feet in the air?
It's a bit different because they're like on dry land.
Oh, on dry land?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen that.
And you got two things you hold it with.
What do they put on their feet?
Nothing. You just run. You run on the ground and you jump really high.
Oh,
and you jump and you're with the kite, right? And it takes you in the air and you do like 20-foot jumps.
And how do you land? You smash into the ground? Yeah,
you just got to try and guide the kite into the ground. It's basically paragliding, like with just holding on to your hands on like rings kind of thing.
There's that guy that he crossed the desert in this sort of like three-wheeled bike, and he used like wind power basically. He had like a sail, same thing, shot it up in the air.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Those guys got balls to do that shit, man.
Out there for sure.
Across the desert or crossing an ocean. Fuck, imagine I had to cross, you know.
Isn't there that guy that tried to fly from like England to France or... something like that with that rocket suit on? Did you hear about him?
The rocket suit.
There's some like back propelled.
What?
Yeah, seriously. Man.
Someone actually tried to do that, Rocket Man style?
Yeah, he did try.
Oh my God. How did it turn out?
He didn't make it.
Dumb fuck.
I think he's perfecting the technology and he's going to give it another shot. Have you seen that water jetpack?
Yeah, I have. That shit's crazy.
It'd be fun at the beach, eh?
But it's hooked up to something, no?
Yeah, it goes. It's basically like a. He's got a pump on his back.
Yeah.
So that's basically his propulsion.
It's like a turbine or something?
Yeah, it's like a turbine pump, and it basically just, there's a long tube coming from his back down to the ocean or lake or whatever body of water.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just uses this turbine to spit the water out, giving him like a fire hose almost
on
your back.
To suck the water,
right?
Yeah. And you got a huge basin of water, yeah. Like the ocean right in front of you. Imagine you sucked in like a turtle or some shit. Oh, man. It's like driving a plane and getting a bird caught in the ocean, yeah. Hey, Alex?
Hey, Dave.
I said, hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, how are ya?
Hey, how are ya?
Hi. Hi.
Oh, man. I still can't believe it.
What is that?
Anyone listening, if you're a caker, you won't even get this. But if you're not a caker and
if you're a caker, you'll definitely get it.
No, because they don't know they're a caker.
Oh, what's a caker? Can you explain?
You know what? I don't... Dave, you're great at describing. How do you describe a caker?
They're just Canadians. Just like... But like their lineage is Canadian. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like their family is Canadian. You know what
Why
I mean?
Why cake though?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, I've heard this before actually.
Because yeah,
the reason
cake.
They're called cakers is because when they used to come to European like delis or bakeries to see what's going on there, they'd like the desserts, the cakes.
Yeah.
So they'd always order
make
cakes.
Some bomb cakes.
So then all the Europeans would be like,
cake,
oh, the cakers
are coming.
The cakers are here.
That's very plausible. That makes sense to me. Thanks for the explanation.
I don't know if it's true, but that's what I heard.
It sounds very plausible.
Where'd you hear that from?
Oh.
His deli.
I think it was in that song you played at the beginning of the show.
That was good.
Oh, man. Oh, but anyways, so cakers.
Yo, you know the bottom of your stand is fucked up, eh?
Yeah, it's you got a teeter-totter action going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you didn't pull it up far enough.
There you go.
No. Unscrew it right there. At the bottom, you have to unscrew it and pull it up all the way. There it is. There it is. Not screwed up. They have screwed again.
You guys care way more than I do.
Well, it's just because it's falling all over the place. That's what I'm just saying.
That's more me than anything.
Okay.
Anyways, whatever. Back to this Kager thing. I really want to get this out.
Sorry. I just kept staring at it.
They always go, hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Always. Yeah. You can't even miss it.
No. But, I mean, it's a legitimate question.
But it's like being typecast. What's his name?
Huh.
The guy that's in Matrix, Neo.
Neo.
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves. He's typecast.
He's screwed. He went full retard, kind of.
Yeah.
He went full retard. He
went full cyborg. This is the most intense moment for the swordsman. Some samurai shit?
That was it. The samurai sword. Temperature change naturally accentuates the sword's
beautiful curvature. It is at this instant... Was that the sound?
Yeah.
It's imbued with a song.
I like that outro music. Handed on to such artisans as polishers and scabbard makers for completion. Can somebody tell me what a scabbard is?
I don't know.
Is that like the whole, like, you know?
Scabbard?
Yeah. The handle, almost.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. That's probably true. How do you figure that out?
Oh, there's only a couple parts to a sword. Yeah. The sharp part and the part that's not
the
so
handle?
Sharp.
Yeah. The part you grab, the part you cut.
What the hell does that mean, Alex?
That means you're using your brain.
Oh. Usually when you do that, somebody means they're crazy.
Oh, I think we could do that one as well.
Yes. I think this means using your brain when you tap your skull.
Tap your skull. That's the mic. Okay, please stop. I wonder if someone's going to be listening to us with subwoofers. We just blew their fucking windows out.
Their parents are upstairs. What the fuck was that?
Speakers going.
Yeah, it's just getting fucked up.
I hate when the speakers are on way too loud. Mm. Like, you didn't think it, and it just comes and.
Mm-hmm.
Like porn.
I've never blown my speakers with bass. Always a high pitch.
Yeah?
Like a violin or something.
Really?
Yeah, I love listening to violins.
No way.
Like Dave Matthews, I was listening to one time.
Yeah?
And it's like this crazy violin solo.
Oh, it's a fiddle.
Like, yeah, fiddle. And it's like, what? And it goes so high, and then it just went.
Dave Matthews isn't LD. I hope you don't mind me bringing this up. Isn't that the concert you went to when you experimented with a chemical psychedelic drug?
Nope.
No?
No, it's not.
Which concert was that?
It was a different one.
No.
Beastie Boys?
It might have been that one.
Beastie Boys.
What's his name? That man died. MCA.
Oh, yeah.
How did he die?
Yosh or something like that.
Yeah, how did he die?
Heart attack.
Really?
I think.
He was like 47 years old.
I think he had cancer.
Yes, he did have cancer. I think you're right.
He had cancer. I don't know if he succumbed to his cancer, though.
Mm. Probably just having fun before he died.
Maybe, yeah.
That does help in the process.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Who else died? Didn't somebody else die? Didn't somebody overdose on something?
Man, you know how many people?
Like every day?
I bet you there's 100 people that died today in like a very close region. Tons of people die.
No, but he's talking about celebrities. I think the same applies, though.
Yeah.
I don't like talking about...
Do you guys have death pools?
No. What's I would never participate pool? In that crap.
Why not?
But...
Like, what do you mean, why not? That's retarded.
It's a death pool, man. You win money if someone dies.
Fuck that.
Fuck that.
Nick only gave me 15 years.
Who
did?
Nick.
I mean for celebrities, not for friends.
Nick's crazy. He only said that because he wants you to...
perspire?
No, but...
You're going to live till you're 100.
I don't mean like death pools for your friends. I mean like just death pools for celebrities.
If you told me you had a death pool for me...
No, for I'd celebrities. Probably... For celebrities. Man, that's
people
not...
do that.
Why not? Celebrities, just for fun.
Oh, well, I guess I'm alone here.
Who do you think is going next, Dave?
I got... What's Jack Nicholson looking like these days?
I think he's pretty good. He's got magic.
What's the over-under on him?
I think he's got a while, man.
12, 15 to 1. Maybe 40 to 1.
40 to 1, yeah. I think
40 to 1 in what favor?
I think Sheen's on his way out.
That he's gonna die like later than sooner. That he's got chances of surviving
are better than chances of
yeah. So it's a long it's a long shot if he dies sooner.
What soon?
So you're
2 years
like within the year.
Within the year?
Yeah.
You could probably find people that are gonna gamble you on this.
And of course,
as much as I disagree, but like, wow,
it's a death pool, man. Yeah, it's fucked up.
I think that Sheen's gonna be gone soon.
No,
he's on his way out, man.
He's fucked up. He's like one of those.
He needs a blood transfusion.
Drug addicts that aren't gonna die ever.
Blood transfusion from a tiger. Is terrifying.
Those are the jackasses that never die.
Yeah, that's true. It's like all those rock stars that just.
You think he's a jackass?
Yeah, he's a complete jackass.
Is he?
Yeah, he's getting paid to be a jackass, but he's nevertheless he's still a fucking idiot.
Yeah, he's a little bitch, man. Yeah. Because he wouldn't get paid $2 million an episode. That's why.
He because his he wasn't thinking. About
I totally based him
life.
Off his
just...
Charlie Harper character.
What?
I just based him off his character off his show.
He said he hated that character.
He did.
Yeah.
Because he's much more of an ass.
He said he's so happy he never has to wear one of those stupid shirts.
Oh man, yeah. Those shirts are classic. Yeah. I'm gonna get one for my dad for Father's Day.
That's how everybody portrays him, though. I guess.
Oh yeah, of course.
He reminds me of somebody, but I'm not gonna say who.
Why not?
Why not?
Say it, man. Who cares? No. Who cares, man?
Then make a name, anyways. Something we'll be able to get.
What's our address?
I don't.
Yeah, what's their phone number? Just give us a phone number. You know what happened to me 905 one time on the GO train?
745 8566.
I heard this girl talking to her friend on the GO train about her and her boyfriend. I forget what the conversation was about, but for some reason she just belted his name out. Or sorry, not his name, his phone number out, like talking. So I'm like, okay, I wrote it down.
You wrote it down.
Yeah, I'm like, what can I do with this?
Do you guys
want to
call
this?
The White House?
Hold on. What happened on the train?
Sorry. So I had this number on it.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm bored as fuck. The GO, I don't know if anyone, if you've taken GO train, right? When you can be on the GO train, you're going to shoot yourself in the head because it's so boring. And
I don't find it that bad. I usually find people to talk to. I'm usually not alone. You're talking about being on it by yourself?
Yeah, the commute.
Oh, yeah, that must suck.
So I take the number and I text it.
Hey,
go,
can you turn me up so I don't have to go so close to it?
Yeah, sure.
I go, your girlfriend's cheating on you. I just send this message.
Oh, man.
I was like, let's see. I wanted so bad just to hear that phone ring. And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
So you still did this while she was on the plane, on the train?
Yeah, like two seats up. And then I realized I better turn my phone off because if my phone rings suddenly.
Oh, yeah.
Has anybody ever done that where you're pretending to talk on the phone and then fucking rings right into your ear?
No, it's never happened.
When you're ignoring somebody or you're like, you walking by somebody you don't want to talk to and you're just sitting there. And you're like, yeah. Bring, bring. But what were you just saying before the trains? I had something to...
Oh, that little tidbit you want to get off?
Yeah, I can't remember what I wanted to get off.
That really happens a lot.
Yeah.
She said her phone number out loud.
I was asking you guys if you want to call the White House right now.
I'd say call the White House.
Okay, Dave, can you get the number for me? No, I'm serious. This is an actual number. You can talk to somebody at the White House.
Really?
Yeah. I called it the other night, actually. I was on the internet, and somebody posted it, and like, no, really, this is actually the White House's number. I didn't get it. It was actually the voicemail, I think. Thank you. We'll figure out if anyone's there right now.
Yeah, someone's... Where are they? They're... It's probably 10 o'clock over there, too, though.
Yeah, they're Washington, so they're yeah. Farthest is central, but they might be eastern.
I think they're eastern.
Then they're sleeping. Maybe we'll wake up Obama. Imagine that. He's like, turn the
Tuesday
fucking phone up.
Tuesday to Thursday, they're closed till...
Okay, what's the number, Dave? We'll give him a call.
Trying to find it here. Who do you want to call? The IRS? Department of State?
Ghostbusters.
Department of Homeland Security?
Let's call the White House.
Oh, wait. Did you say Homeland Security?
Yeah. Let's call them.
You totally got to call them.
Once they
hear that three dark tanned guys are calling them at 10 p.m. from Canada,
okay,
they are going to freak.
Hold on. It says the White House is open Tuesday to Thursday, 7:30 to 11 a.m.
Phone number.
It's not even half a day. Is it half a day?
Wait. I missed that one.
They're open Tuesday to Thursday. Sunday to Monday, they're closed. Tuesday to Thursday, they're open 7:30 to 11 a.m. Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 to 1 p.m.
To the public?
Yes.
Tours and stuff.
Must be to the public, yeah.
To the public, yeah.
Because
they live
there's
there.
No chance that place isn't
ready,
flying
Dave? You
all
have, you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
919-097-0973.
648-411.
Put it on speaker.
411?
Yeah.
Dave.
Okay, let's see what we got here. No, sorry. Give me that again, Dave. I got to dial one, right?
Oh, sure.
There's different numbers here now.
Get the one that says you can report terrorists.
Do you know some?
Okay, you want to try it again?
Yeah, give me a number.
919.
Okay.
097.
Yeah.
684.
Yeah.
411.
555.
Yeah.
5555.
Okay.
So many numbers there. Way too many numbers. What is this?
I think he gave you a couple.
Okay, hold on. Let's try this one.
P.O. box numbers or something.
213.
Yeah.
505.
This one sounds right.
3144. Wouldn't it be in your call history?
Yeah, I called from my house.
Oh.
They're busy.
Busy. Everybody wants to know what's going on in Iran.
That's weird.
What, the sound? Or that's busy?
That's busy.
Yeah, I think nobody would want to talk to the U.S. of A.
Nobody. They just call just to trash them.
Hey, America, you suck. I did it.
Welcome to TELUS Directory Systems. Bienvenue, for what city and province, please?
Oh, this is only within Canada. Washington, D.C.?
Say Ottawa. Call Parliament. Get Stephen Harper.
I got Zac Efron's phone number.
No, where did you get that from?
Got it, man.
From where?
Alex, get ready to take this number down.
From the internet, bro.
Hi.
Hi there, how are you?
Washington, D.C.?
Yes, please.
Yes, what name?
The White House.
Thank you, a moment. I'll put in my number.
Thank you.
Thank you, from TELUS. The number is 202-456-1414. Please stay on the line while we complete your call. And
what was the last four numbers?
1414.
You got it?
Why didn't you keep the call going?
Okay, here it is. It's 202-456-1414. FRN, White House main number. Washington, D.C. Give it a call.
Do you think you got to put a one in there?
Probably.
Fuck me and my phone. This piece of crap. Sorry. Didn't mean any of that.
Okay, what do you got? You got it?
I don't think we should be doing this, guys.
Why not?
Go.
The White House.
Hi, this is the White House?
Yes, sir.
The actual White House.
We were just astonished because we're from Canada and we didn't think we could actually make it to you guys.
Is this like a public number?
Okay, how can I direct your call?
Actually, we don't know. We just wanted to see if we could reach the White House.
Where would you recommend we direct this call?
I can't. I don't know why you're calling.
I don't know. We're pretty interested in American politics.
All right. Thank you for your help.
Well, that went smoothly.
Swimmingly.
That was awkward. I felt so awkward.
That I think it was very serious. There's jet planes on their way here, right?
Yeah, we're fucked. Everyone turn their cell phones off.
Take the battery up.
Take everything
flush
out.
It down the toilet.
Fuck, we
swallow
are
the SIM card.
We are so fucked. We are fucked.
You're not fucked. That's my phone.
Yeah, good. You got to break it into little bits now.
Why?
I don't know. He was kind of nice, though.
Yeah, we had to be more cryptic.
That guy was pretty polite. We should have had a game plan coming into it, though.
Yeah,
I didn't see that coming.
No,
I thought I was gonna get a machine again, but definitely that's not the number I called.
Yo, he could barely hear you talking.
Yo,
because you should have put your headphone onto the phone.
Oh, are you kidding me? They got all kinds of enhancers, and they know where that phone is right now.
Yeah, they know exactly where my phone is right now.
You know what? We should have actually asked him to direct a call to Obama's office, to the Oval Office.
Oh,
why not? We'd like to speak to the President of the United States.
What about the ex-president?
Can you direct? Do you know Bill's number?
Bill.
Bush?
Clinton,
George.
Man. I'm talking about the ex, the main man.
I'm talking about the ex.
The main man.
George.
The main man. What? Did I hear that right?
You know, not the main man.
Who would you say the man is? I could name many men, but I don't know which one is the man.
You, Alex, you are the man.
You guys are dumb.
Why are we dumb?
It's Jesus.
Jesus is the man. The one and only.
Jesus is the man. Huh. Man. Don't you know that, man? He won fucking strongman last year.
Jesus. Jesus?
Yeah, Jesus. Jesus won strongman, that crazy triathlon.
Jesus. Why don't people name their kids Jesus? Is that sacrilegious?
No, people name Jesus all the time.
Yeah, Jesus, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different. I don't hear any white kids' names Jesus.
No, no one will do that.
What, yeah. It's bad?
It's not bad. So. Do it. Bad. No one's going to say anything to you.
It's just bad taste.
Oh, they named me David.
Bad taste.
That's a biblical name.
Is it?
Yeah.
But there's a million Davids.
There is.
There's probably only two.
There's a lot of biblical names out there, like Isaac or like...
Yeah. Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel. Children of the corn.
Ezekiel.
Jacob. Alex.
Alex. Alexander. Most names are, you know.
Alexander's a fucking...
I don't know. Depends what you want to name your kid.
Why do I keep pouring liquor on the table?
Do you have something to wipe it up with?
Yeah.
It's your tongue.
Dude, that is nasty.
What?
That looks like such a used...
It is used.
Blank. Blank, blank, blank.
Jizz rag.
Oh, I got a funny story about a jizz rag.
You just dump a load on the table there?
I'm not telling that story, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alex, you know that one, remember?
Like I told you, my memory is...
You just forgot your sentence in the middle of that. In the middle of that. Yeah. Like, my memory is...
Cold fish.
What's going on, guys? So what's up? What's... It's all good, though.
So you guys ever play poker?
Way back in the day.
You know what? Yeah. I got a tip for poker. Someone told me this one time, and I've...
All right, let's hear it.
I've used it since then, and I've had nothing but success at the poker table. If you look around the table and don't see the sucker, then you're the sucker.
Ah.
You know, and I haven't lost since that point.
You always see the sucker, obviously.
Yeah. And... Like,
so would you recommend looking around to see the sucker?
Yeah, you want to see. Well, if they play the role, it is a mind game. Depends who you're playing with.
That's true. Yeah.
So in poker, it's bad to be the sucker.
Well, yeah, because there's skill levels.
Is it a skillful game? Or
I've never gone to a casino and played poker in the casino section or in the poker section.
I think that's more of a Vegas thing to do. Because you drink for free, so you just sit there and booze off the $1.
You still got to know how to play poker, though.
Dave, who doesn't know how to play poker?
Poker, like five, like Texas Hold'em.
Oh, wait, no.
We're Texas... sitting at a table or like five card stud.
Yeah, you're thinking of five card.
Or Texas Hold'em.
They still play five card.
I know, but I'm saying any kind of poker to sit at a table in the poker section. You know how there's the poker section? I've never actually gone into the poker side. I'm like, I don't have those kind of skills, those kind of poker skills.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it either.
The only time I would do it is my first time, and that would be the only reason I would win would be for beginner's luck. Yeah. It's the only way I'd
But
never
I don't
go
know if a lot
again.
Of those people know what they're doing either.
No, they don't. They probably don't.
You know, they just kind of weekend and...
You're not going to be with the big wigs who know because they want to win real money.
Of course not. They're not playing a high-stakes table or nothing.
They're just
going
to push you out of the table either way. They'll just bet you out
It's a good way to lose money quick. You know what's the worst? Blackjack. That goes
That's pretty
fast.
Bad, Because it seems so easy.
I just can't believe how mad people get when they're... If you're there and you don't have a certain skill level, they're pissed.
You
they're
know, like, that's the people that shouldn't be gambling. The people that are... gambling their last dollar, and that's why they're mad.
Yeah,
you know, there's people that go there, they got lots of money, they get pissed when they lose, you know, 30-40,000.
Yeah,
but that's just because they lost 30-40,000. But if you're at the table and you lose 15 bucks and you go, fuck, what am I gonna do? And you got a problem, you know.
Yeah,
I worked with a guy that used to work at a casino as a dealer.
Yeah,
and he told me the craziest stories there.
Well, you see a lot of shit there.
You see it all. Yeah, he says you literally see it all,
especially in Vegas. Imagine what Vegas is like.
Well, I've heard reports that gambling will pull bring in a poverty line, lower the line.
Of course,
bring it up or down.
I don't know what's worded, it'll increase the people in poverty.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Because it just entraps them.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's too bad you can't work off a gambling debt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're like.
Well,
you
can word your house or sign your house over to the casino. People do that in Vegas.
When I was 19, and it was probably the third time I'd been to the casino, maybe second, I go to the washroom, and then I go wash my hands, and I saw a 40-year-old guy crying in the washroom.
What?
I was like,
are you for real?
I'm for real. I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, I can't believe I just saw that.
Yeah, imagine going home. Sorry, honey, but we got to move out.
Niagara Falls Casino owns this house.
Yeah. I don't think you could do that in Canada.
Not in Canada.
In Vegas, anything goes.
Vegas, you can put baby. Anything up. Yeah. Maybe not a baby.
No, but I'm like saying, no, dog, I just said anything baby.
Sure. Oh, and they meant like a baby. Like anything goes.
You need a dog?
I could bet a baby.
How do you explain that one to your girlfriend?
Give me that thing.
Have the baby, but we'll just gamble it away.
Oh, man.
I wonder how much a baby's worth, like, you know.
About 30 grand.
30 grand.
Yeah. Well, I think a kidney's worth 20 grand.
Is it? Fuck, maybe 150 grand.
A kidney's got to be worth more than 20. The right market? Are you kidding me?
On the black market? On the black market, you said?
No, on the right market.
Oh, on the right market.
Yeah, that's true, probably.
Black market. Everything's just...
Someone tried to... Kidney. Someone tried to claim that selling organs is prostitution.
How the hell is that?
Oh,
selling your body?
Dumb fuck.
Alex, come on. You gotta...
Give you more?
Yeah, where are your sources here?
My source?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you my sources.
Picked it up.
I picked it up.
Yeah. That happens a lot, actually, with me, too. Oh, yeah. Where I hear these things.
But you hear them.
Yeah. Most of the time, I just make them up.
And then you say, yeah, I heard this.
So people say.
Yeah, and it's just like a lie that's just going to carry on throughout the years.
Yeah.
And then eventually, everyone's just keep gonna telling their children and their children and their the friends telephone. And their friends and their friends. It's going to be the fucking... It's going to turn into the Bible. I think that's how the Bible got started.
It may... Maybe.
Number one printed book, so we could write a story and
number
print it.
Number one stolen book.
Yeah, we could make our own Bible. There's like the King James Version.
So they say.
The King James Version just took a whole bunch of chunks out of the New Testament. We could do that.
Yeah. They say that the Bible is the most shoplifted book.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ask me what my sources are. I just picked it up.
I just picked it up.
No, it's true. That's how you heard. Actually, you know, I read that somewhere on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, one of those facts.
Oh, yeah. Like know? OMG facts, some shit like that.
Yeah, I missed my phone. Some dickhead stole it. If you're out there,
what?
Fuck you.
Where'd you lose it?
Well, we do know who he is.
Yeah, kind of.
You know who the guy is?
No, not really. It's a long story.
Yeah. Well,
we got lots of time. We got a boat. We got a boat.
All right. Well, so I'm at the bar. I'm at the bar, and it's about 4 o'clock after work. I just got back from the driving range. Went to go have a beer and some meats.
Nice.
So we're sitting there, and I put my phone and my glasses and all this on the table, and you know, my friend shows up, so I'm talking to her, and then I get up to go to the washroom, and they get up, they leave the table to go talk to some people, and then we sit inside, and I come back, and I go, oh, fuck, my phone. So I go outside, phone's gone, glasses are gone. So I, you know, I'm thinking the waitress took it or something. I ask her, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So then the only people, other people on the patio were these, you know, group of three guys.
Mm-hmm.
So they're sitting over there. And I walk over and I'm like, hey, did you guys see a phone out there? And, no, man, we didn't see a phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, oh, those glasses on the table, those look awfully familiar. Those are my buddy's glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we found these. I go, well, where's the phone? We didn't see a phone. So, I mean, what am I going to do? Like, start a fight with all three of these guys or whatever?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyways, I end up finding out who the phone was sold to. I call this girl and I say, like, she goes, hey, who's this? Hey, how are ya?
Hey,
how are ya?
Hey.
She goes, I'm realizing that this phone may be stolen. First she says, who's this? I go, well, who the fuck is this? You got my phone.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, I'm realizing this phone's stolen. So this dummy, she goes, oh, it's fine. I'll give it back to you. So I go, all right, I'll meet you at 7 o'clock at, you know, this coffee shop.
Right.
And she doesn't pick up her phone. She doesn't show. Yeah. So, like, I call her a few days later. I'm like, listen, bitch, like,
and she picked
phone
up.
Back. No, she wouldn't answer the phone anymore. So I sent her a text saying, like, listen, like, I need my phone back. I'm contacting the police. She's like, don't threaten me. Like,
what?
I talked to the police today, and if I didn't know it was stolen property, I'm like, well, you did know it was stolen property because I'm telling you it's stolen property.
Yeah.
And she met up with me, gave me the SIM card back. She wouldn't tell me the name whoever sold her the phone. But
so you didn't get the phone?
No phone, man.
What the fuck?
Man. You gotta wonder
her.
How the people...
I should have gone Rambo on someone's ass, eh?
Should have robbed her.
Yeah.
Think about pawn shops. They operate off so much stolen stuff.
Yeah.
But no one busts their balls.
The thing is, if
the police do find that it is stolen, they repossess it from the pawn shop.
Yeah, but I'm sure they don't look that often.
No, but I mean, if you find like something of yours in a pawn shop and you can identify it as your own, they'll just take it from them. And then they can get in shit for, you know, receiving stolen goods.
Wow.
Excuse me.
That's a big improvement from here.
That's gross.
Yeah, Alex, don't do that again.
Listen, Dave, oh, biatch, me.
Dave.
You been watching NBA?
No, not at all.
Playoffs?
Nope.
Not at all, eh?
It's lost its charm.
It has lost its charm. This mini season is such a give me a break. Mm. Like, I don't even know what to say. Fuck off already.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
You know what? I actually forgot that it was a short season.
You fast forward the season.
Mm-hmm.
You pump them through all this stuff.
They don't play anymore. Nobody plays. No defense. Shitty offense.
No, you know what? I don't even say that. There's 5 teams in the league. It's always been like that. They make a comparison with hockey. And when you're playing hockey, you have a farm team. Every team has a farm team. So the team will produce players. In the NBA, there's no farm teams. There's a development league, which is complete shit. So
brutal.
That's where the truth is. The Raptors are a farm team. And other teams, many other teams, are farm teams. Players will go there, they get good, and then they move on.
Yeah.
Because that's a farm team.
So
it's fucked.
It is what it is.
You might as well become a Celtics fan, a Lakers fan, New York fan, even though they suck all the time.
Who, New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just pick one of the big ones.
Yeah. Yo, did you guys hear about the new Canadian Bachelor?
Bachelor, the CFL player.
So, but he doesn't have a job in the CFL.
No.
He's not playing.
He's a bum.
He's like a CFL player.
CFL player, that's right.
No. He's still young enough to play in the CFL.
He's going
to
be the Bachelor.
He is.
Yeah, but he's, listen, hold on.
Who's playing the show? Global?
City TV.
So, 07.
City TV.
Basic.
Yeah.
How are the girls?
I don't know. I haven't seen him. But, no. But apparently, yeah, it's this guy. So, apparently, nobody wants to draft him, like, to pick him up. Nobody wants to sign him. So, he's a free agent. A CFL free agent with no sport, no team to play on, and he works in Toronto at the Moxie's down there or like something like that.
He works at Moxie's.
He's a waiter.
That's fucking hilarious. He's a real catch.
He's a waiter, bro. The
CFL players don't make any money anyways.
The Bachelor
of
Canada.
True. That's not true at all,
dude. He makes maybe like 50-60.
Maybe a bottom NCFL player that's 25, on 30? A roster will make 60,000.
60.
Yeah, you
I
make
don't
a,
think so.
Yeah, that is what it is. You can make a living. If you're top tier.
Yeah, but there's more prominent people in Canada to be a bachelor, you know what I mean? Like, how the hell this guy must have like paid a publicist or something to get him in that show.
Yeah.
You know? There's no way.
Yeah, you gotta know someone for that one.
Yeah, like he's a CFL player, who gives a shit?
Well, I'm not gonna be that mean.
I don't know. He's not like an all-star. He's not, I wouldn't.
But I agree, because story or the show has always had rich guys.
Yeah, Dave, have you seen the girls?
No, I haven't.
No? When's that show start?
I haven't seen them. I have no idea.
Maybe that's just such a dumb fucking show.
I'd imagine they're...
It's gold digging show. It's for gold digging.
Yeah.
So that, how can you put it...
Yeah, like, oh, I love you so much. And I know that other girl loves you. And every other single girl in this house you've never met in your life, I know they all want to marry you, but so do I. But I want to marry you.
Doctor or lawyer or something like that. They know he has money, so they don't give a fuck. They're going to go for it.
Yeah, it's amazing how these women in their emotions take over the way.
Mm-hmm. Sorry? Oh, they're nuts.
These women in their emotions, like, just take over. Like, when you know what actually happens, I think, is the competition. It's the competition that drives him wild. It's all these other women bidding for his love.
Yeah.
And it just makes them feel like, oh, I got, like, if you do that with any group, you know, usually it's the males that'll do that, like in nature, right?
Yeah, I could see that where they compete like that.
They don't know why they're doing it.
Any of the broads going on that show are fucked in the head. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
I think a lot of them like plan to get famous and stuff after. Yeah. Like,
I'd be
all,
pretty,
you know,
upset if I was dating
stepping
someone,
stone.
And then like a couple weeks in, they dropped the bomb. I was on Bachelor Canada. I'd be like,
what was that
man.
One episode? The
sorry, you're a loser.
I'm like, yeah.
What I wanted that? To find my one true love in this journey, this special journey of love. Fuck me,
dude. There
Please.
Was the one
That's
season
the most
where they had
shit I've ever seen.
The secret at the end, the thing at the end of the episode was that the woman, her ex husband, was Fabio. Do you remember that one?
No.
The one season, yeah. And the guy's like, what the fuck? No way. Like, I'm dying. I'm out of here.
Did you say Fabio?
Fabio.
No
Fabio,
way.
Fabio, whatever the hell you call that.
But him?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Him.
That's fucking awesome.
You don't remember? That was like second season or some
oh,
shit.
I
was like, what?
That.
I was like, what the
all.
Fuck?
That's such a good ending.
It's like, I have
fuck
something
this.
To tell you.
Fuck this.
He lost the shit. Like, I mean, you can find it.
Sure. Yeah, I'm looking for it right now.
Are you
I'm gonna
kidding
find
me?
That clip.
LD, I'm gonna just throw it out there.
Yes, Alex.
I like conversation with you.
Why is that?
Because it can go on so many levels. The amount of times we've turned
The Bachelorette?
No conversation.
Excuse me. excuse me.
I wonder how much we caught of that.
I sneezed the other way, man. So I'm not one of those people that sneezes and all that gross shit comes out of their face.
Have you ever just smelled a sneeze before?
Yeah, every time I what?
No, no.
Someone like, else's sneeze.
Yeah.
I can't say I have.
No?
Have you?
I've caught wind of another sneeze before. It's a weird smell.
Hey, it's funny. I have a friend, and he says that he can smell. He was driving to the airport one day.
Sounds like a reliable drive.
And he's telling me, he goes, "You're sick, man." I go, "What do you mean?" And I was sick as a dog. He goes, "I can smell it." And I go, "What do you mean you can smell it?" I know you can smell it because I smelled it before. You know that smell?
No, what smell?
You know you can smell sickness?
Like
when someone has a cold. You know when you have a cold and you can the night before you smell it almost? No one experiences this but me and my friend driving me to the airport.
I'm just staring at you with blank face. No.
Good thing I'm not looking at you because that would be, like it.
You should be a doctor if you got that sixth sense.
Yeah, it's like those dogs that can smell cancer and diabetes now. Diabetes.
Apparently diabetes is a bad pancreatic.
Yeah, it's your pancreas, right, that converts the sugar?
Yeah, and it can't do it, right? Mm-hmm. It's interesting how that can nail you so hard. Like, you can have seizures in the middle of the night.
Yeah, of course. Your blood's what runs your body. Start fucking with that, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You think, you were saying before, you think blood transfusions are fucked up.
Yeah, I find them very, they're so unnatural. It's just terrifying.
Yeah, it is. It's like, you're replacing your own blood.
I know a couple people right now that have been.
Isn't it crazy that they can store blood and refrigerate it and use it again in someone else's body as long as it's the same blood type?
There's one guy I'm thinking of in particular, and he, excuse me. For as long as I've known him, which has been about 5 years, he's been getting blood transfusions.
Who's this?
I'm not going to say who it is. But nonetheless, if you came to me and my doctor comes to me without me knowing before and says, "Alex, we're going to have to give you a blood transfusion now for the rest of your life." And I said, "Okay, well, what's that?" "We're going to have to replace your blood every so-and-so." I'd be like, "Damn, I'm fucked." I would think it was 6 months, but no, you can go a long time.
That's why a lot of people, it's hard to get blood. Like, those people that donate blood. Like, I was watching that commercial the other day, and it was, shows a little kid with, a congenital heart disease, something like that. They need, eight units of blood for surgery, or eight blood donors, and then car crash victims, eight blood donors, or, people that have to do all these things. And, it's amazing to think that. I'm sure a lot of people don't get the blood when they need it. You know what I mean? I don't actually know if that's the case. Like, some people die because they don't have blood.
I don't think so.
I don't know about it in Canada, but I know these blood banks are huge, but how long can you store blood for?
I don't know.
I know they put some kind of
I'm sure if they were having a problem with people not making it, they'd make a bigger effort to let us know that.
So yeah, but that's all privately funded, I think. Like, that heart and stroke, I think that's all just charity.
Heart and stroke is charity, but they don't run around collecting blood.
They just collect
money.
Yeah, for advertising and whatnot, right? It's,
you go to a clinic, right, to donate it.
Well, yeah, they used to have the clinic at even our high school. Do you remember? You could give blood during lunch or something.
Do you
know
what the requirements, I guess, would say for to donate blood is? I think one, you can't smoke marijuana.
No drug use.
No,
really,
and you can't have sex for a certain amount of time.
I don't think so.
What?
Yeah,
you can't have sex.
I'm pretty. Well, I might be wrong.
Really?
No, I think basically the requirements are just that you don't have any
or unprotected
communicable
sex.
Diseases.
Oh,
you don't have any communicable diseases. They're obviously looking for the rare blood types and stuff, but they'll take anyone's blood. And then,
do you know your blood type?
No, I actually don't. I think I'm AB positive.
How about you?
No clue.
No, me neither.
I got no clue.
It's probably good to know that, huh?
Yeah, I found out in high school, but I forgot. We did a little blood test. I can't remember.
Your blood would be magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, your blood can power cars and shit.
Don't say that too loud. One of the car companies might come.
Well, the White House is still listening to us.
Reproduces shit.
Make sure you hang up your phone.
They probably got a satellite.
Yeah, we really should take the batteries out of our cell phones, though. They're triangulate on us.
Yeah, we're going to get right
to the
windows.
Chopper with the spotlight.
How many times a day do you think that they get called?
Oh, dude, I can just imagine the batshit crazy calls they get at the White House.
That's, yeah, that's probably why the guy was so nice.
Letters and stuff.
He's like, as soon as he heard we're from Canada, he was like, that's yes, like, jackpot.
Yeah.
Because we were so nice about everything. Yeah. He's just like, oh.
Well, thank you for your help. He's like, oh, usually they call, fuck this.
Stupid. Yeah, yeah. What'd you say, fucking Muslim jihadist, man? Hey, I we're from Canada. Imagine. Hey, we're from Canada. We're trying to see if we could reach the White House.
The US of A.
We're like 12 years old. They were like, we wanted to see if we could make it there far, that far.
Do you think someone's used the classic Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard on the White House and Crane called them?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
who is your daddy and what does he do?
You know, I don't think that's a good idea to prank phone call the White House, though.
It was your idea.
I wasn't a prank call.
It was your idea.
It was completely legitimate.
That's how Dave gets out of it.
I don't think it's
you know
what
would have been crazy? Like, I'm from, you know, what do they call those people?
Dave, let me stop you. Please don't say something that will put us in jail right here.
Like, I'm an astronomer from, like, really bad. I'm an astronomer. I'm in Hawaii. I've just tracked this massive asteroid. Like, yeah, this is an urgent, you know.
Oh, you that's, yeah, that's a good one.
That would be a good one.
They don't believe you. Oh, my God. Dave was right.
Yeah, I was at this old age home today. A long-term care facility. So it's more like a hospital, right?
Hospice?
Yeah, sort of, yeah. I guess you can call it that.
Oh, it's a retirement home that you live in.
And die
but
in.
But you're not actually... you don't.
No, I just like the people there. It's really cool. I like living there. And in the summertime, when we all go out after board games and go into the yard, into the
shuffleboard,
into the courtyard, yeah,
yeah,
they let out bunnies, little bunnies.
Shut up!
I swear, little tiny bunnies.
Shut the fuck
up!
No,
I'm serious. They run around all over the place, jumping, having a fucking joyous time.
Where outside?
Yeah, we all enjoy ourselves. Yeah, in the courtyard.
They do not actually.
There's
do
a sign
this.
On the door. It says, you know, be careful when you open the door not to let the bunnies in. I'm no word of a lie. I'm not shitting you.
You're fucking with me right now.
I'm
it's
not
like
shitting
heaven.
With you. And no, and there's a
it's like heaven
the,
right
I,
now.
I thought this was funny actually. There's a table there by the front door where the in the bunny yard.
Yeah.
And
the bunny yard.
There's a little like this fucking thing looks like a spaceship. I don't know what it was. And I'm looking at it closer and I see like a carton of eggs, which I thought was really funny. And it like a chicken egg incubator. So I'm looking, I'm like, are these people trying to incubate pasteurized, like, you know, store-bought eggs? It's really confusing to me. I didn't get it.
There's no way you saw that.
I'm not shitting you. I saw this today.
That's cute.
And apparently, there's this lady that lives at this building last year, and they call her the screamer.
Oh,
no, they call her the giggler. And she'll follow you around all day and just go,
oh, man, it's the worst.
All day.
That is creepy. I worked at a retirement
home.
Oh,
that would
times.
Freak me out.
One time I was trying to find a thermostat with the maintenance guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we were walking around, can't find it. We finally get to these doors. And he's like, just so you know, this is the section where the more troubled ones are.
The
so
section. Oh, okay, yeah.
So
troubled the troubled cool. inmates.
Yeah, just play it cool. I'm like, okay. I think I was
like. Sounds like you're in a penitentiary. Just play cool, man.
Yeah.
That's you got to join our gang.
That
keep,
probably,
if you want to stay alive,
to it.
Stick this in your asshole. Alex is walking around with a fucking Phillips screwdriver shoved so far up his ass.
Oh, man. Okay, you know what? You know what that just reminded me of?
Balloon full
of tobacco. Do you remember when we saw, we were on the GO train, another GO train story.
Oh, boy.
And we saw this guy put a pin upside down in a seat.
Oh, I've heard this one. This is delicious.
And we're just like, is that really there? We're like, no way.
So, Alex, was it like a thumbtack?
No, like a sewing pin.
Okay, and he like stuck the one unsharp end into the fabric?
Yes.
Yeah. And then
so the pointy
and
end
the fabric
was,
bottoms out, right?
Yeah, to a plastic, hard plastic. And then so you could see the tip up about half an inch. Before we could even react to it, someone comes to sit in that little booth there. And we're just like, we're like, no.
What was their reaction?
They sat beside it.
Oh, no way.
Yes way.
Imagine getting that thing in the, like your left nut or something.
Well, it was more.
Oh, I think I'm gonna be sick.
They got up and then we pulled it out.
Did you tell them that would almost happen?
No.
Dave, am I loud to you guys?
No, you're alright.
I can't hear myself though.
You can't hear yourself?
Really? Not through the headphones. I can hear my voice.
You can't hear through the headphones?
No.
Interesting. Yeah, all I hear is headphones.
Don't talk, Alex. Just talk, Dave.
Yeah, I'm serious. It's through like my mouth. Like, I could take this off. I sound the same right now.
Let me see.
So it's muffled.
Anyways. No, it just doesn't sound like I'm coming through like how you sound.
Thank you, Dave.
You sound beautiful, Alex. You know what? You look pretty good, too. I like those pants you're wearing today.
These ones?
Yeah, what is that, linen? Maybe it's just because, yeah. I think
I don't know if they're linen. Works. To be honest, they were $10 bucks at H&M.
Okay, now I'm back on. This is okay now. I think maybe I was just talking at the top of the mic or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, talking at the top, probably.
Okay.
Alex, yours is, your mic's a little bit crooked.
I'm back, guys.
What the hell does that
mean? This actually makes a huge difference,
Dave.
Your
mic's pointing this way.
So I can.
You might be talking like off the mic axis that time. I'm just saying, in case you want to sound good, like.
I think I sound well. Dave just sounds one person tells me I sound good.
Who, LD?
No, Dave tells me I sound good, and LD tells me. Wait,
I'm just
no,
making sure that
backwards. Sorry.
He's got mind fucked.
No, because Dave was talking at the top of his. I didn't may want you to talk off the axis of yours. Just doesn't sound thin.
Thin.
You guys want to hear an interesting fact.
What do you
like without
to,
bass?
You're trying to tell me I've been losing weight?
So it sounds like there's no bass in your voice.
Am I losing weight, Dave?
You look good, Alex. No.
Should I start eating a lot?
Yeah.
I saw.
Yeah, you ate fucking 3 donuts before we even started this thing.
Yeah.
And you bought 6, sorry, 3 Boston cream donuts.
Two?
No, it was 3. And
that was my mouth dropping yeah. in the fact that he went against my word. That's what that sound was.
And what else was it? What are those, Dave?
Duchies.
What's a duchie? Raisins, frosting, and dough?
Dough.
It's just that.
It's a square.
It's the glaze.
Dave, you had like Kreinske with
the
like.
Glaze
is
amazing.
With frosting on them?
No.
Mm.
They're good, eh?
Yeah, you make a nice frosting, sugar, cream, a little bit of water, and just. Stir it till it gets nice and thick.
No
put
way.
It in the fridge for a bit. Solidifies a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, crazy. I'm gonna try that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm licking my lips right now thinking about it.
Yeah, it sounds good. Kreinske are the best. Krofne, sorry, I guess we call them Krofne, not Kreinske.
Oh, okay.
Krofne.
Yeah. Yeah.
What were you thinking? Kreinske.
I was thinking whatever you're thinking. The same thing you're thinking.
Krofne. Yo, have you guys ever had a bear claw?
Yes. Who hasn't had a bear claw?
I had my first one this winter.
You're joking.
I've never had a bear claw.
Dave, you had a bear claw. It's like a Boston cream.
No, I've never had a bear claw.
But it's
long.
Not like a Boston
like this.
Cream.
Yeah, it is.
It's not full of anything.
You mean like a beaver tail?
No.
Beaver tail, yeah.
No, dude. A beaver tail.
A bear claw's
got cream in the middle, no?
He's talking about a beaver tail, though.
Oh, a beaver tail, which is what I'm describing.
They're like the huge waffles.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I remember Waffle House in Panama. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Do you remember that? I'm the man in my city.
Well, bam! Punches out the Waffle House.
Yeah,
employee of the month.
We watched.
What?
Yeah, employee of the month. We were in Panama City, and there was these, guys there, listening to the rap music, in the parking lot.
White guys?
No, black guys.
Oh.
And they're in the parking lot listening to I think it was the Plies or something like that.
Oh, Plies! I hate that.
And it was like some song called like "I'm the Man of My City."
Oh,
so
man.
You know they're. Playing this music pretty loud, and the I guess employee of the month comes out in his Waffle House uniform. Excuse me, gentlemen, do you mind turning the music down? And it was a whole lot of what's, and then all I heard is I'm the man in my city. He yelled out, "I'm the man in my city," and cold cocked this kid so hard his feet were
kid,
above his
man.
Head.
It was a man,
and then they
knocked
took
out a
off.
Man.
Yeah, it was
brutal,
pretty
man.
Funny.
The worst is. Anytime you're going to quote a rap song
and then punch someone in the face, you're legit.
Someone, you just, oh, man.
What do you mean? You guys don't do that?
I don't even know if it's legit. It's just, I'm the man in my city. No, you're not, bro.
You're not even in your city.
You wouldn't be sitting in a Waffle House parking lot if you're the man in your city.
What do you mean? He had
22s. Yeah, 22s.
On his Cutlass Classic.
Nice.
Yeah, you see a lot of that there.
Oh, yeah. Where's Panama City by?
It's on the panhandle.
Okay, I see. Yeah.
So it's actually not far from Alabama, not at all.
No, it's
like an hour in.
Mm-hmm.
What else
Alabama,
is there? It's the Gulf
it's
of Mexico.
It's not on
right?
the dick. It's not on the big.
It is the
long hanging part. Is
it's,
it?
There's another dick.
This part right
there's
here.
The dick that goes down to Miami, and then there's the dick at the top. We call it the panhandle.
Yeah, yeah.
It is on the small dick, not the large dick. It's like an abscess on the big dick.
When you look at Florida in like a map that shows elevation to sea level, does it
maps?
Ever? Does it ever scare you to think of that? Like even
what that shows
even
the elevation?
The tiny islands, yeah.
It shows the elevation of the sea level.
Some of these places are close. Okay, when New Orleans got owned in 2003, and I that's when I found I didn't know what the hell levees were back then. And then I was like, they built a city and put walls around it to keep water out?
Mm-hmm. Stupid.
Are you kidding me? Like, yeah. It's a design?
Bullshit walls, too.
Yeah, dude. These are just like little tiny dams. And they always knew these levees were going to break.
Yeah.
Nobody ever listened.
They ran out of like scrap metal and shit.
Like, you go, hey, let's go fishing, son. Okay. Cast over the wall and it'll float. And when you feel a bite, pull it over the wall. Like, how do you fish there?
No, don't they stand on the levees?
No, what it is,
oh, that's
I think,
even more terrifying.
No, I think what the levees do is it's almost like a dam.
Like they break the wall.
Yeah,
they'll
let some water through. You know what I mean? Just enough to like keep it at that level.
Oh, I've seen
and they rewrote that water
and videos though
of just the wall
of a wall with 5 feet of water behind
it. But what they have to do is they have to let some of that water through because water levels rise and drop even with weather, right?
Yeah.
So like they control it and they send it through like you know
even with the tide with that super moon.
Yeah. Oh, did Supermoon? Yeah, the tide, yeah.
Supermoon?
Yeah, Supermoon was last Saturday.
What the fuck happened?
It's the closest the moon comes to the Earth all year. It's like 18% brighter, bigger.
Wow.
Yeah, it's real bright.
So it's super
moon. So how'd you guys celebrate Supermoon?
When was it? What day was it?
Saturday.
Saturday? How did I celebrate it? I celebrated it by healing my wounds from my freaking car accident.
I love how we're still calling it a car accident.
How did you celebrate?
You have to be driving a car, don't you?
To get into a car accident?
Yeah.
Not the road.
What were you doing?
You had a walking accident.
What were you doing?
You had a manual operated.
I was hanging out with my friend, and we went out, had some fun.
Oh, I remember. I was with you at the beginning of Saturday.
Yeah, that's right.
Ah.
It's good times. I got some poutine after from a little place called Smokes Poutinery.
In Toronto?
No plugs.
It's at Hess Village.
They have a Smokes Poutinery on Hess?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what? No, where have you been?
Oh, I never go to Hess. Hess.
Wait, you forget. This guy hates anything to do with...
Hess Street. Hamilton.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Hamilton.
But you just...
I can understand.
It's the scrubs that go there, man. It's the scrubs that get me in that fucking place.
You do realize that your friends and family go there, right?
I'm not calling you scrubs. I'm not calling them scrubs. The scrubs, man. The downtown folk, all the fucking...
Them folk.
The gross dudes that are down there, you know what I mean? The rats. The hood rats down there who come out and try to... They have something to prove. Yeah, I'm the man of my city. Those type of dudes,
yeah,
man.
I saw some guy last time as they're running down the street going, we got it. What did he say? Oh, we got to back up our boy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Maybe you should just go home for the day.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Sleep it off, buddy.
And then if you tell them that, they're going to run at you with like a bunch of sticks and swords and like fucking weapons with 20 of them on one guy.
Yeah.
And then brag about how they beat up a guy with his girlfriend or some shit earlier in the night. Yeah, I saw a guy with his girlfriend. I called him out and we stomped him, five of us and him and his girlfriend.
We stomped him.
Get the hell out of here, bro.
Yeah. Those are the guys I hope get in car
accidents. We don't give a shit, yeah.
They got something up their butt.
Not yet. They keep going that way.
One time I was down at Hess.
It's the only way they can get it.
One time I was down at Hess.
That's what they're looking for.
5 years ago.
Yeah.
I was first year university.
So you were about what, 35?
Yeah.
40?
Yeah. Hey, Dave, how old are you for all the people listening?
25.
Holy shit.
Well, I'm 24, but I'm 25. And
well, what is it? Which one is it?
24.
Okay.
No, man, you're 25. Wrong. Because you spent 9 months growing.
That's true. 25.
So you're definitely 25
what?
Now.
You're not born, man.
Well, that's embryo. That's debatable.
My birthday's not till later this year.
That's
but
very
whatever.
That's very debatable. When you
what
were
from this point where you come into existence?
Yeah. What point?
Conscious
is it?
Existence, I guess, is where we're going from. I
conscious
guess
you, existence.
That's,
is
that's
later.
Funny because yeah, I wouldn't be conscious existence till like what
two?
Yeah.
Maybe before. No, one.
But like, can you feel sadness and pain and all that stuff when you're in the womb?
There's a report just came out that said that as early as like 7 months. Babies in the womb start dreaming.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So then that's going to be used as a debate.
That's conscious.
Yeah. No, but what are you dreaming of? You're dreaming of a very roomy womb?
But you got no...
Like,
I
wish I had a mansion of a belly.
But you don't even know what a belly is. You don't know what a mansion is.
You just wish for more room.
You don't even know what wishing is. You don't know how to speak.
No, I think you're...
You can't even speak.
Yeah, so what are you dreaming?
I think you're dreaming of feelings like warmth, You know, things that are you can comprehend.
Maybe
warmth, color,
colors.
Maybe you're dreaming what you're getting from
like
the
blind,
mother.
Blind people
maybe
dream.
The mother's thoughts are coming into your brain.
That's trippy. Like blind people think about how they dream from blind from birth.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Apparently, they dream in colors and sounds.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, they can see. They can imagine things.
The interesting thing about what we see and what we have as colors is the design of our eyes and our brain.
Yeah.
So when you put it with someone else, a species or something alien to this world,
yeah,
they'd be like,
"Dave, can I have one of these?"
What is it? Yeah, sure.
They'd look and just say, "What's with all the color? Like, what? Why does everything look like this?" Cause maybe they wouldn't even be able to see different colors. Maybe not even shades. It's just what our eyes. We make everything look colorful to what our eyes develop.
Yeah, that's true.
Is there something in here?
How it hits the light? No, there was.
It's beautiful.
Remember high school?
For anyone that doesn't know, Dave was talking about a pack of cigarettes.
Love high school.
Yeah, Dave.
I love high school. What the hell, man? Anybody got to talk?
I love high school too. Hold on, Dave.
What do you mean? I've been talking.
I guess this won't reach. You don't think it'll reach, eh?
Where?
To the fireplace.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I don't know. So,
see you.
All right. Well, so I think we should bring this thing to a close or what?
What does that mean?
So, thanks for coming on, brother.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. It was fun.
Appreciate having you on.
Mr. LD.
We'll have many more of these occasions.
Thanks for hosting us, Alex.
Well, fuck you.
Thanks.
It's not nice, but thanks anyway.
That was a great friend.
There's a backstory there that nobody knows about.
Yeah, we had to cut that out.
Great support of friendship. Anyways, yeah. We'll be back next week. Dave, we'll let you know.
Yes, LD, I'll keep you in the loop.
That took a long time for me to get out. But okay, anyway, till next time, from myself,
from Mr. AK,
and LD.
All right, see you next time.
Next time on the show, the guy
throwing bricks.